Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Lion's Gold Blend. Whatever you're talking about, only one tea goes well with it. Lion's Gold Blend. A richer taste for richer talk.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Five one double 51 is our text number, as always, and Joe at RT.ie. I know one man who will be between two minds about this decision of the Dolphin Committee to award the new Children's Hospital to St. James's Hospital in Dublin, and that was Sean O'Rean. You heard Sean on with us a few weeks ago. He had the brilliant idea. He's a young entrepreneur of opening up a mobile coffee stand in St. James's Hospital at the Lewis stop, you know, the big Lewis stop there in James Street. But the RPA won't agree to it because of antisocial behaviour at that stop. If there's antisocial behaviour at a stop in a new children's hospital, how's that going to be tolerated? Now, maybe Sean O'Rean will put back in his proposal now that it seems St. James's has been the big, big, big winner in the long battle and for a new children's hospital. St. James's Hospital, according to our own Fergal Bowers, according to the Dolphin Report, 80 pages, the best location for the new children's hospital is St. James's, in the grounds of St. James's Hospital in Dublin. Maybe we'll talk to Sean O'Rean later on in the programme about whether he'll go back in with his idea now. 51551. Is Louise there? Louise, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How
you weren't
are you?
In, you weren't in a hospital car park. You were in a supermarket car park. What happened?
That's right. My car was burnt. A car beside mine went on fire.
Okay.
And burnt my car. It's completely written off. And I rang the insurance company this morning, and they told me that I can't claim on the gentleman's insurance, that under the Fire Act of 1943, they're not liable. So I have to claim off my own insurance just because I happened to park beside the car that went on fire.
So even though you had nothing, your car had absolutely nothing to do with the fire, apart from being a victim of it.
Exactly.
Your insurance will take the hit.
Yeah, that's right.
But surely, if you're in a crash and another car crashes into you.
Yeah, but it was because it was fire. This is what I was told, because it was fire. The other gentleman's car, even regardless as to what his insurance would be, you know, the way if it's comprehensive or third party fire and theft, he will be covered, but I won't. His car, because it was burnt, will be covered. But okay, not
by the
mine.
Way, where were you when the car was going on fire?
I was in work.
And how did you find out?
It happened around 7 o'clock, and at 8:30, myself and the supervisor went out with the newspapers at the end of the day to put them in the bins for collection the next morning. And I realised that my car was one of the cars that was involved in.
But did you know there had been a fire in the car park?
Yeah, the people were coming into the store and were saying, like, about the car. First, initially, it was just, there's a car on fire in the car park. Will somebody ring for a fire brigade? So a member of staff did, and but the hotel had already rang. Then, like, as it went on, more people were coming in and saying that the cars either side of this car were being destroyed. But I was asking, whereabouts is it? And I was kind of trying to remember where I'd parked. And I was saying, I think I'm okay. I think I'm about four cars away from us. There'll probably be a little bit of debris or something, but not too much damage. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a shock to me.
And you didn't realise it was your car until you went out.
Yeah, that's right.
And when you saw the car?
I started to shake. I got a terrible fright, you know, terrible shock. And a lady here, I said to the girl that was with me, I said, that's my car. And a lady heard me and she said, well, the guards are looking for you. So I went down to two gentlemen and I said, that's my car there. Now, they were in plain clothes, but I don't know why I thought they were guards. But I went over and it's one gentleman was the gentleman whose car had started the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I'll just talk to the guards. So the guard gave me the gentleman's name and number. And then the next day I rang him for the insurance details. But
And he was okay about giving them. He didn't.
He was, and like
he presumed as well. Yeah, of course.
I really did. He was as numb and as shocked as I was. In fairness, you know. So.
And you say your car was the car. Did it look written off when you went over to it? How much damage was done?
The back looks perfect.
Okay.
If I was to sell it from just the back view, I'd have no bother. The front, the battery, the radiator, all melted. The wheel melted off. You know, or sorry, the tire melted off. The windscreen, half of the windscreen gone. My new glasses, they ended up on the floor. I don't know. Just in bits, really, like a total write-off. It can't be repaired.
And will you get the value of a decent car?
No. Well, the car, like that car we had bought from new for 23,000, and it was in perfect condition. A lovely car to drive, lovely condition. We're careful with our things. So looking at it, it would have been worth about 12 grand. But I reckon we'd probably only, insurance-wise, we'd probably only come out with about 4 or 5.
Why?
Because if you look, if you judge by prices online.
On this book, 2006 Renault Megane, which is a lovely car.
Perfect.
And you say it was a great nick and you were so happy with it. And the great thing is you trusted it.
Yeah.
And you'll get about...
I'd say about 5, if I'm, you know, being realistic, I would say about 5 grand. So, roughly at the loss, about 7.
Wow.
Very disappointing when you work so hard to gain, you know, a little bit. But anyway, I know the way I should look at it is there was no, you know, life lost. There was no one hurt, thank God. But, it still stings a little bit.
Okay. I didn't know that. I presume everyone thought that if... And you don't know why the 1943 Fire Act actually introduced a clause which said that if your car happens to be parked beside a car that goes on fire, it's not the owner of the car that goes on fire's insurance that will recompense. You have to claim and all the things that happen when you do claim, you have to claim off your own insurance.
Well, to be honest, Joe, I had a look at the Act and I can't make head nor tail of it as to how they can apply it to this instant. I really can't. And I said it to them my own insurance crowd. I said it to them and they said, well, it does apply. So obviously every one of the insurance companies, I'm assuming, use the same criteria. And, you know, like if you go against one... Like, and they're all using it. What hope do you have?
So you went and got the 1943 Fire Act. You read through it, and you can't see the clause.
It's only a very small. I looked it up on the internet. It's only a very small thing, and it seems to apply to buildings more so than actual.
That's fascinating. So you might have found there might be a loophole there that they've just... I presume when you hear insurance companies say, oh, it's a 1943 Fire Act, people say, oh, that's grand, instead of doing what you did, which is researching.
Yeah.
And, you can challenge them on it. You can write to them whether you'll get very far. Remember, there's an insurance ombudsman as well. How did the fire in the original car start, do we know?
I haven't a clue. To be honest with you, I haven't a clue.
And the man himself didn't know?
No.
Mobile phone left plugged in or?
I'm not sure now. It was a 1998 car, so I don't know if that would have the adapter for a mobile phone. I don't know now.
Well, they all use the cigarette thing.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, sorry. Well, maybe it did.
Okay.
But I'm not too sure how it started.
And his car was completely written off, I presume.
His was towed away. Just
pursue that 1943 Fire Act. I know it's 70 years old, but still, if they're falling back on it, maybe it's something they've always been doing without anyone bothering to challenge it.
Yeah, because I can't see how it applies to actual property like a car.
Can't see any wording that applies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, maybe you're onto something there.
No,
but still, you're at a loss, as you say, which is a pity.
Yeah.
Okay, Louise.
Okay, thanks.
Mind yourself. Thanks indeed.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Louise. Barry, you ended up with your 2-year-old in Talla Hospital. What happened? And then you got a bill.
Yeah. About 2 months ago, my daughter happened to be quite sick. We brought her to Talla Hospital. And from the outset, the nurses and the doctors are absolutely superb. She stayed in a bed in our own room. The blinds were hanging off the window. The smell of sewage in the toilet was disgusting, to say the least. But the fact of the matter is that I think it was a month and a half down the line, we got a statement from Leah to say that for the two nights that my daughter was in Tallaght Hospital, without any medication, they charged, Tallaght Hospital charged Leah 2,400 for two nights. And if you're a public person, as my wife rang up to find out if you're a public person going in with the same scenario, they pay €75 a night. So that's 150 compared to $2,500. And I got on to Leah and I pointed this out to them that they're getting robbed. And they just seemed to kind of shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, well, we know we're getting robbed, but there's nothing we can do about it. So I just think it's absolutely madness that I'm not actually paying it. Leah, on behalf of myself, but that $2,500 for two nights just doesn't seem right.
But it is a hospital.
It is.
It has got all the ancillary costs and.
Ah, yeah, come on, Joe. $2,500, two nights. You're sitting in a bed. Yes. You're paying for the expertise of doctors and nurses. There's nothing shorter there. But $2,500 for two nights? Come on. I think it's wrong in any way. I think it's big time wrong. So I can't see anybody saying to themselves, well, what's the point? I spoke to a chap in Leigh and he says that towards the end of the year, they reckon they're going to be pulling up the prices. So I couldn't see myself paying any more. We pay, I think it's 1,800 now. I don't pay for myself.
And your children are covered on your policy? Cause
yeah, I have three kids and my wife is covered. I couldn't afford to pay for myself, so I just covered them, thank God, you know. But if they pull her up any further, you know, it'd be a big, big struggle if I get it at all, you know. But I just thought it was outrageous that they charged $2,500 for two nights. I think that's amazing.
Okay.
Maybe I'm the only one to think that, but I don't think so.
Okay. Thanks, Barry. Thanks. And glad your child above all is fully recovered.
Well, thank you very much.
What happened to her?
They suspected it. They thought it was meningitis, but in the end, it turned out to be a severe viral infection.
Okay. But she's fully mended now.
Yes, thank God. Yeah.
Great, thank God. That's the main thing. Thanks, Barry. Thanks, Neil. 51551.